Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like what you hear, click follow.
There's a horrible murder that happened in North Carolina. A fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee. It's just, it's vicious, it's ugly, it's awful. Unfortunately, I think we're going to get no real solutions here. People will use this for political means and never get to the bottom of it. And you and I have talked about this for quite some time now. Mental health is a crisis in this country. Getting mental help for people is a crisis in this country. And Donald Trump and the Trump administration are trying to utilize this horrible crime for political advantage and not do anything about the problem. In fact, their cuts to Medicaid will only exacerbate the issue. By all reports that I've seen on this, this suspect is someone who should have been in some kind of an inpatient mental health setting. It's horrible what has happened. And they're going to blame the courts and everything else when we have a real problem across the entire country where we are not giving people help. And not just help for them, but help for all of us to keep us all safe. 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown Jr. charged with first-degree murder. It's graphic. It's a horrible, horrible video. Yeah. And this is not to excuse anything that this person has done, but it sounds like he has had severe mental issues. Severe.
Yeah, one of his last run-ins with the law, he called 911, basically saying his mind was being controlled or something. He was definitely out of his mind. He had problems. Schizophrenic, I believe, is the official diagnosis he got.
That's something like that. I mean, he told a family member after the murder that she was reading his mind. And that's why he did what he did. And look, there are people walking amongst us every single day. Someone who worked in mental health once said, if you knew what, right. You know, we know with what we talk to the people that they even talk to, that there are people out there who aren't getting any help. It's a scary world we live in. But what we need to do is actually do things to help get help for those people, and it obviously also keep them away from other people that could be a danger. The guy has mental health issues, homeless, according to media reports. And it's not enough to just go, you guys don't know how to handle this. This is a problem that is going to require money, because you can't take money out of the coffers and then expect the problem to get better. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
so it's a horrible situation. I hate that it turns into a us versus them, as opposed to a how do we try to can't solve everything, but try to mitigate this.
I would welcome the politicizing this story if it was under the following, if they took this path. Look, we see this. This is just the latest example of something happens in every major city, in every small city. These people who need help don't get them. We need to use this as the catalyst to get everyone on board that we're going to prioritize mental health and build mental health facilities, not to lock away bad people, but just to make sure people are getting the mental health screening they deserve. I've thought about this, like if we could almost find a way that every time you go to your doctor for a checkup, there's a way to walk through some sort of airport type security that could tell you what was wrong with your brain. If there was something, except that doesn't exist.
Or if you could have coverage where you can talk to someone and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg and someone is available. Look, the other day, the president said something that I found very concerning. And he was downplaying the severity of domestic violence. I don't know if you heard this quote, but, you know, he's talking about crime because they're trying. Look, I think he's just trying to distract. If he gets you guys all wired up about crime in the world, maybe you don't worry as much about your grocery bill. You know, anything but talking about the economy right now. But I think mental health and I think domestic violence are two of the most dangerous things that we can face because people aren't getting help. So the other day, when he was speaking on Monday, he was talking about the deployment of troops and trying to reduce crime. And he says, they said crime's down 87%. I said, no, it's more than 87%, virtually nothing, and much lesser things. Things that take place in the home they call crime. You know, they'll do anything they can to find something. If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say this was a crime. See? So now I can't claim 100%, but we are. We are a safe city. If a man has a little fight with a wife, they say this was a crime. We have a national public health and safety crisis about domestic violence in this country. The CDC itself, national survey, found 4 in 10 women and 1 in 4 men experienced physical or sexual violence or stalking by an intimate partner. And he downplays that. If a man has a little fight with a wife, they say this was a crime. And you know what that says to the domestic violence? Now, predominantly men, but also to women, but to the predominantly male domestic violence abusers, hearing Trump, they go, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. He understands me. That is dangerous talk. And it just shows that there's like no willingness to try to actually get to the bottom of the violence problem.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.